And he said the petrodollars are dying, and he doesn't know what will take over. Is that the RNA drops, or are we beyond that now?
You're beyond that now. You're beyond that now, because, see, there's nothing sustaining anything. The song, Bob has a song in his playlist, nothing from nothing leaves nothing, but you got to have something if you're going to talk to me.
We're beyond that. What are we beyond?
Beyond that, nothing from nothing is nothing. We're beyond nothing from nothing is nothing. We're beyond it.
So are you saying that the RNA drops will not be the new currency?
No. They're saying that the only way the RNA drops count is when nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So if you got to have something, the something is the RNA drops. And everybody has to gauge or come to that knowing. See, that's the problem. That's what Mae Brussel was trying to tell you. She was explaining things to you, but if you didn't understand what she was trying to say, what she was saying sounded silly. But it was absolutely on point. But until you got what she said, it sounded silly. And she was very fervent and flavorful in her information, however tactile. But it didn't mean anything until you accepted it. But then once you accepted what she was talking about, all of a sudden it's like, aha, there's information there, you see.
Okay, Bob, you can go into that further if you want. I'll go on to Revelations. Revelations 21, verse 9. What are the seven plagues, and what number are we at today?
Okay, the different plagues, they're visceral. You know what that means?
It's
not an internal, it's an eternal. So you got to look at the detail. You got to look at the details. So if you take it from the aspect of what Revelations is trying to lay out, you got it from 20, what did you say, 20 what?
21, verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you're trying to say is that the seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, you see, come and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Okay, so then it goes right on into 22, which he shewed the pure river of the water of life, that's bread of living water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. That's why pure living water kills little men, because it comes from both. And then in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, and it bare 12 manners of fruit. It yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. That's Revelations 22:1-4. And he shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. But see, this is the other side of the 666 modality. This is the other side. And so this is what you're into right now. So the different plagues that you're talking about go through the details, and you're up to, just like in Pharaoh's days, the frogs. That answers your question. You're up to the frogs.
Yeah.
That's not quite how this says that, but that's where you're to.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I have a cool picture of two frogs, one on top of another in a pond on a golf course that I was just looking at.
And see, what happens is the asexual reproduction is what you're down to. That's what you come to. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. and he that is holy, let him be holy still. That's 22:11. So every opportunity, every aspect, you're going to have the notable and the frivolous. We can't even say true or false. We can't even say that anymore because that don't even mean nothing anymore. It has no value. Because Bob said all you had to do is keep typing. Everything's a lie. Everything's a truth. Every truth, the lie, never lies, the truth. Wait a minute.
Yep.
What? What are you talking about? Well, now we're negotiating. Yes, that's right. So now what you have to do is you have to quickly, what you got to find out now, the details, in 22:13, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Here we go. The first and the last. See, that's what you're noticing now.
Yeah.
For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. That's 22:15. And so that lays it out very clearly that this is what you're going to see preached as truth or not, truth or dare kind of thing. It's almost like dare or die rather than truth or dare. So, now we're being cheeky on purpose because it's kind of like going, yeah, that's kind of what you're seeing now. Because, see, now what's happening is there's no way to gauge what you're calling something that's reality. We don't even know what Bob is anymore. We think you have his composition, but we don't even really know what Bob is anymore.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the murderers just running rampant through the streets with their SUVs. Tearing down people. Crazy. Of somebody
who just killed somebody else, attacked somebody else, molested somebody else, and got off on a $1,000 bond, for Pete's sake. You can hold your head up wrong, and if they get you, they're going to put you in jail for 100 years and didn't let you see what's going on. Or be involved in the Capitol riot or conversation or whatever, and you're rotting in jail until Jesus comes and kills somebody, and they'll let you off with $500. That you only had to pay 10% of. So it's like, okay.
Right.
So here we go. And then they go kill somebody else. And then those are the realities that you have to subjugate. Subjugation is now the meme of the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Please explain the bride, the lambs, and the lamb's wife. Are they two different things?
You mean the lamb's wife?
Correct.
There's not a lamb's wife. The lamb is the wife. It's a representation, just like the lamb's perfect blood is your perfect blood. Just like the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth, that lamb's blood is your last day for the lamb. See, that's what you are coming to. So the lamb, the perfect lamb, is the representation of the perfect blood, is a representation of your body producing the blood of the lamb. And that whole, I know you despise analogies, but that's what
I
use. We're sorry. I know it. I know. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. But this is that one. It's a good one. If there was a good one, that's the best one so far. Because that's what your body's coming to. So you become like a lamb. And they say that it's like when you, like, you become as a little child. That's the lamb. You become as a baby. You become pure. You become clean. All the nastiness goes away. The wheat and the chaff are separated, and the dross is cast away.
Yeah, I noticed someone talking about the unvaxxed are the pure bloods. That's right.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect analogy, and that's what they're going to make. They're going to make. Now listen, this is important. He can play this part. They're going to make meat, you know, protein.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like cow. They're going to make cow so expensive that it becomes like foie gras or a delicacy, or like king crab legs, such a delicacy that then when they have enough graphene in the meat, they're going to reduce the price, and then everybody's going to eat it. Or they'll start serving good meat at the homeless shelter, and they're going to build up the graphene that way. But now the folks that are on completement formulas, living water, bread of life, it won't defile you, what you put in your mouth, because your body's already changed. You're going to close off the calipers that allow that cat graphene to be absorbed. You're going to have a very graphinated defecation, but it won't absorb in your body, which they don't understand. But that's the next level. Moo, M-U, moo. They're working on that as well now. That's why bread of living water becomes the most important thing ever. Because in the early days, we talked about it, and you're like, well, goddamn, Ion, it's just fucking water. Water's water. Wet water. Okay, really wet water. Okay, good water. Okay, water, clean water. Fuck, it's water. Fuck. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to find out water is not. Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Mm-hmm. You see?
Okay. Got it.
Okay, Ion, are you saying that the idea is to get graphene in people?
Yeah, had to.
And
that's
that
what
will
they're going to activate. No, that's what they're going to activate. They need slaves. They're not trying to kill anybody. They're trying to make slaves. But it's going to kill people. They're trying to they're not trying to kill people. They're trying to make slaves. But they're going to die hard. So
from what? From what?
Graphene. Graphene poisoning when they activate it with the 5G.
Yeah,
they're
going to turn on a switch somewhere.
Yes.
Say that again, anyone, Brando. 5G in the cell phone?
5G in the cell phone is what's going to turn it on. It'll activate it everywhere.
And will people drop dead from that activation?
Yes.
Some
they've
will.
Calculated,
others will be
saved. A lot of them will. They're calculating that because they can't feed them all anyway, you see.
Are the old aliens, or probably not the new aliens, but are the old aliens involved in this activating the switch on the graphene and everybody?
Indirectly. Carolyn, we're going to have to change. Yeah, one second. Carolyn, we're going to have to enhance the D3. You understand that? You got to enhance it. That's coming. Don't worry. We got it. When it comes up, just don't be surprised because you're thinking, damn, I got to redo this now. No. We're just going to enhance it a little bit. Next order. Not this one, but the next one, just so you know. Sorry, Bob. Sorry. We had a little sidebar. She didn't ask that, but that was the free part. We fuck with Carolyn. We can tell her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you made me forget. So they act.
Sorry.
The old aliens involved.
Yeah, indirectly. What's it mean to be indirectly? They're allowing.
They got skin in the game. Okay, Alabama and Auburn's going to play football. Okay, they're from Tennessee. They don't care, but they got skin in the game because depending on which one Alabama or Auburn wins, will affect Tennessee's rankings and the stature of the. Of the ratings of the game, of the who's best. So the aliens are Tennessee. They don't care about Alabama or Auburn, that rivalry. So but they do have it. If Alabama wins, that raises Alabama's ranks, which makes Tennessee less. So the aliens have stake or skin in the game to see how this goes, to see how they rank and how the humans do or how the humans go.
They could stop it.
They could maybe affect it, but we're going to see. They could throw the game. They could throw the game. That's not likely because you're involved in the conversation. See, Mae Brussels was very specific about this. That everything is predetermined. There's no twist or turn that hasn't been already calculated. Do you remember Mae Brussels? You looked at her one time, didn't you?
Yeah.
The aliens
are indirectly. What does that mean? They're not directly switching it on.
They're not playing the game. They're not playing the vaccination game. But they have skin in the game, meaning how it comes out affects their outcome. How it turns out affects their outcome. So they're watching it very closely, but they're not actually playing the pigskin game.
Well, they're not activating the switch and the graphene.
Good. That's a nice way to say it as well. But they do certainly have skin in the game to say how it turns out once it starts.
Right, and
it hasn't begun.
And they're the what hasn't begun?
The switch flipping.
This is the old Pentagon aliens that came over with Project Paperclip we're talking about.
Yes, that's correct. That's great. And
yeah.
and it's not just that. There are others, too. Project Paperclip was kind of limited, but it's not just that, but as well.
Other aliens have joined in since the last 50 years.
Okay.
They joined with
yes.
the Pentagon
yes.
aliens?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But the new ones, the new ones aren't involved in any of this. They haven't basically got here. They're around. I guess they're showing themselves over Maui Bay.
Maybe.
And
we would like to say, we wish we could just say, yes, Bob, 100%. Yeah, that's not really 100%. Yeah, no. Not
yeah, they
no.
got spies, they got scouts here, but they haven't intervened in these nefarious plans.
Correct. That's
they,
correct, because they don't want to mess it up because they'll overthink it. They overstep it. They'll overcompensate it for it. They'll make George Soros president. And then what are you going to do? It's like, oh, George Soros is president. He bought that place, blah, blah, blah. See, it makes a mess. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, Carolyn, what he's trying to reference, Revelations 22:17 and the 2017. And the Spirit
mm-hmm.
and the Bride say, now listen now, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is at thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That's what we're coming
wow.
to. Because yeah. I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And that's what's happening now. So, see, the plagues are ramping up against the acceptance of the what Bob calls bread of living water, which is why we had to take it down a notch, which is why it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be amazing. We're very excited.
Okay. That Bob is. On that same chapter 22, Bob said into the notes, the lamb is the blood, the wife would be God to the non-physical, the bride of the physical is non-physical. I have no idea what that was.
Okay.
You said.
Okay, okay. Great, you're right.
You said, and you're trying to get them together. So.
Right. Okay, that's 22:16. I, Jesus, uh-huh. have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things that is the things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, that's King David, and the bright and morning star.
Mm-hmm.
Bright and morning star that comes
mm-hmm.
from the east.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's what this point becomes. It doesn't confuse the other things. So as Bob cut all the chaff away from all the other subjugated positions, the sorcerers and the dogs and the whoremongers and the murderers and the idolaters, which is Bob's a good idolater. He does that very well. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. See, that's in 15. They lay that out there. Bob set those aside. And brought it into condition of this is how your exposure shall engage. This is how your exposure shall engage. Now, in Finnegan's Wake on chapter, well, we better say 311. We hate doing this like this, but it's coming soon. Page 311, it lays it out there, too. And we hate giving these references, but Bob has been studying it. And he's really done his homework, and Carolyn, his electrolytes are good, and he's about as ready as he's going to get ready. He can't do as many pull-ups as he used to do, the slaggard slog, but he should a little bit, do his abolition a little bit. He could do a little bit, a little rope-a-dope. It wouldn't hurt his damn ass to a little bit. But he don't need to do it naked no more because he's offending the neighbors when he does his little naked pull-ups. But anyway, set that part. He's got to go back to the beach. He's got to get back to normal because he's slug up. He needs to go back to normal programs. Normal programs. You don't have to go to no restaurants and stuff like that. He hates that. But anyway, if you make him, if you want him to, if the Labesians have to have a party or something, that's all right. You can do that if you've talked to him.
No,
in
he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it.
Yeah, I know, I know. But you could. You could. You could. A little bit. A little bit.
It's not worth the fight. Not worth the fight.
Girl,
no.
you may be on to something. You may be. You really may be on to something. You may be on to something. But anyway.
Anyway. Is the bride of the physical non-physical? I mean, that's those are Bob's words, but it sounds ridiculous.
Yes. No, it is. Okay. It is. See, that's the part. That's the part you're trying to embrace. We are the non-physical. Uh-huh. You're trying to embrace us, and instead, some people spend all their energy fighting the non-physical, which is them. They're killing themselves over us.
Got it. I see. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, so see, we got a little more kick in our draw, y'all.
Yep. Okay. Next question. Just before we read Revelation 21 verse 13, Bob said to you, Ion, you are a dodecahedron.
Dodecahedron. Mm-hmm.
Then the verse says, on the east are three gates, on the north three gates, on the south three gates, and on the west three gates. Do these gates relate to the Giza pyramid?
Yes.
Okay.
Where did Bob go? Bring Bob back. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years shall be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. The little season is where you're working in right now. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. And we hear you back. Neither his image, neither had received his mark upon his forehead or in their hands, or received the vaccination promoted by Dr. Fauci, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. This is what we're coming to. That's Revelation. You were gone for a second, baby cakes. But it was Revelation 21 through 5. Just put that in your note so you'll pull it back.
Yep.
You'll be able to get to everything we said. But we didn't want to have the dead time because it's very pertinent.
Yep.
And it's important.
Yep.
We need words. We don't know what words do. But if there's words, it's so pressing for us, Carolyn, we could do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, blasting it to death to make enough words to make everybody get it. But it doesn't matter how many words we say, they don't seem to get it. Some do, but some don't. But we want to say more words, two more words, 3 more minutes. Is that all it takes? We'll do that. We'll do what you say. We'll do it. But they don't seem to get it. The best we do, so we say, okay, we'll say no words. We'll make them long in the tooth. We'll make them pine for it a little bit. But only a handful. Only a handful.
Mm. Yep. Understood.
So we yield, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn, I think that was an explanation of the 1,000 years thing you asked last week.
It was. It was. We did that. We filled in the time.
With more words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bob, tell me when I'm done because I can keep going. The question next is, at this point in our reading of the Revelations, there are lots of 12s mentioned. 12 angels, 12 foundations, 12 apostles. How does this relate to the 144,000 double helix DNA strands?
Subsets of 12 that make the that they apply. Okay, you're really gonna like this. It applies to the holy orifices. Bob wasn't expecting quite that one, but
Bob's shaking his head. How many orifices? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Where are the other three?
He hadn't finished it yet.
Okay. We're still working on more orifices?
The holy orifices, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not talking about Gabe Russell and my holy offices?
Yes, we are, but you're not finished that. You haven't finished it yet. Mae Brussels didn't complete it. You buried her, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, but you're talking about LaRouche, Herbert Armstrong, McLuhan, Mae Brussels, Zappa, Finnegan's Wake, Cosmic Awareness, Club 22, Garrett Dean. That's what you mean recently about the Holy Offices?
But they're not finished.
Could I have picked anybody? It was whoever Bob picked.
All right. You haven't picked the rest of them yet. That's the set of 12. That's sort of what we're waiting on, Bob. Yeah, people. You got people on the edge, ready to kill yourself. You won't even finish your work. You run around saying, "Well, I've done everything." You haven't done anything. You didn't go to wake your shake your ass up. You've been on a really long nap. Finish your work. Let's go.
Well, you mean I got to look around for three more people to add quadrants or ask them to make them part of it?
Offices.
Well,
they're
who are
there.
You gonna be? What?
They've been presented. Who's presented before you? Who's presented before you that's making sense, that's liturgically embraceable?
Oh, Amazing Polly.
Okay, fine. That's fine with us. You name it. I mean, we go back to Diamond and Silk. We like Diamond and Silk, but
you can't quite embrace that.
Well, yeah, they're the ones that were spurned. They were embraced, and now they're spurned. Is Donald J.
By
Trump
who?
A holy or by everybody? Is Donald J. Trump a holy orifice?
That's debatable, but
well,
if it speeds up the matter.
We didn't say that.
Joe Mellon? You don't know Joe Mellon.
The Treverkian repose would allow him in, but otherwise, no. You see, it's a Ryan Daly problem. Problem is Ryan Daly.
Yeah, who's that? Some journalist that you noticed on CNN?
No, not on
Ryan
CNN.
Daly.
We don't quote
Fox.
CNN.
Fox.
Oh, yeah. Now Fox is all right. Fox is all right. They fucked up, but they all right. They're coming back around the mountain because you were going to have cancel culture shut them down, and the Murdochs were a little nervous about it, so they cleaned up their act. And they're back to the flour mill now, Pappy. They're back to the flour mill. They're doing better now.
Yeah, what about Joe Mellon?
We said fine. You name whatever you name. We don't even like all the things you talked about. Well, goddamn, who do you think the shit? Who do? If you don't, who do?
Yeah, no one else is gonna. They don't know enough.
Nobody else is gonna. Well, then if they did know enough, it wouldn't be. Gauge it. You couldn't gauge it. What are you talking? Come on now, Bob.
Yeah, don't hold back now, Bob. Don't hold back now.
And listen, Carolyn, I know one. We got Diamond and Silk and Sidney Powell. That's three more people.
That's good. Maybe we don't have fun with that.
And throw Trump in to bug everybody.
Okay, that's all right. We don't care. But those are the 12s. Right. Karen asked about the sets of 12, and those are those 12. 12 sets of 12, that's 144. And that makes you 100. That's the 12 tribes. That's the whole thing. Now, you can go the other side. You can go the other side with the Secret Council of 10 and add two more to that, and that'll be 12 too.
Right, but it's actually 10 if you count Club 22.
Uh-huh.
Do we like that?
If you do, we don't care.
Well, then you just add Diamond and Silk to get 12.
They can be a 1,
mm-hmm.
not a 2.
And then Sidney and then Trump. That's a good pairing.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. Nothing wrong with it. We don't care, Bob. We don't care. We aren't saying that's the case. We just answered the question.
Right.
Now, you do with it what you wish, what you please. And we're not trying to chide you, because that always ends terribly when we try that.
Yeah. Don't get negative on Bob.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Carol?
We're positive, we're negative. We're positive, we're negative on Bob. That's it.
Okay, here's a comment that I'd like you to comment on once Bob mutes himself.
Yeah.
This morning,
carrying things around.
What's your problem? You going to help me, Bob? You want to help me?
That's in
Revelations
15:6. Now, go ahead and make your statement.
Yeah, what I did this morning, and I'd be interesting to hear your comments. I decided to get the angels, key 8, a host of angels.
Yes.
And I called all the heirs of the acrimony heirs, Chi, Asplin, Tor, Nia, and Vita, to go after you.
The seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. That's exactly what you did. Revelations 15:6. That's why we said that before you said your words. And one of the four beasts came into the seven angels, seven golden vials full of wrath, of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. That's Revelation 15:7. Yes, darling, we know exactly what you do when you stomp down Hell Hill. We know exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And now, don't brag. We brag. You don't brag.
No.
Don't brag.
No.
But we do.
No.
We brag. We don't mind bragging, because it gives the little man a change. Because, like, well, damn, if little Carolyn can do it, shit, I should be able to do this. And we like that.
Yeah.
We want them to, you would like everybody to come into their place of power. Because if they're in their place of power, they're not in your shit. They're not in your Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving you alone.
Mm-hmm.
We like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, good. As long as your dreams come true, you can't make their dreams come true anyway. So that's appropriate.
Yeah, and it was cool. Appropriate.
You think if we knew this in advance of this, the fall of Western civilization, if you think that, okay. Yeah, I guess it might be cool. I guess a nice word to say.
might be
cool. Cool is not quite the word we had in mind, but it's pretty good.
It's a good word
as far as words go.
It's better than interesting. It's better than interesting.
Yeah.
But it was cool, neat. It was appropriate how I felt when I did it, because there was anger.
Yeah. It's a libertine. It's
it was,
a libertine gospel. You
gospel.
Set them in check. Carolyn, you set them in check. You said enough.
Yes.
Do what you're going to do. I don't give a fuck what you do. Whatever you want to do, you do that. But you're responsible now. Officially, you're responsible for everything you do heretofore. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're unchecked. Yeah. You want it? You want it? You want a kiss? You want all this? All right. Burn it down. But now, officially, you're responsible. You are responsible.
Question. Then, again, in the Revelation, so we're still in 22, Ion talked about chromosome 13 as the human condition and chromosome 14 as the one that completes your dodecahedron at a pinnacle on the top and a pinnacle at the bottom. You said this would give you chromosome 14 to connect to RNA for it to be the metamorphic position of change. Some of that I may have transcribed wrongly. You redefine?
That's pretty good. That's it. That's in check. The words are right. Nothing wrong with the words.
Yeah.
They're good words.
So 13 is the human condition, but we know from previous that 14 is what turns a person. It's like the pivotal of key 3.
No, call it better. No, wait.
the better word is call it the fulcrum. Call it
the fulcrum. That's the word. Yeah.
Yeah, the fulcrum. The fulcrum. And that makes it, because if you use that word, stupid people will also understand it. And we want to help stupid people more than anybody else. The smart people already know everything. They already know everything. Just ask them. They'll tell you how much they know.
Yeah, so 14 is a fulcrum. So that reinforces what we know about the awesomeness of chromosome 14. Okay. Next.
Bob fell out again. No, I may be Karen fell out again. Okay. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. No time there, and I'd forgotten McQueen, Dixieland, and Dixieland, where I was born. Wait, how's it going now? Wait, how's it going now? Cotton is king, Bob. That's what she's trying to tell you. Cotton is king, we say. Said the blind man. I see, said the blind man, who reached his hammer and saw.
I'm back.
Yeah, we filled in. We had a little filler there. It was fun. You like it or not. We're not sure. But Bob didn't lose a minute. We got four minutes. He got good.
Tech bodies trying to kick me off. Am I saying too much?
Of course. You're doing good. You're on the money. You're on the money. You're Ian McFlynn.
So, Revelation 21:15-16, and referencing Zechariah 2:1, you talk about measuring a city. Does this city equate to the 144,000 double helix strands?
It does. It does. The city is the metaphor for the human body that has come into its place of power. But I don't know if you can. You may not. That would be a sick. That's a sick SIC. That's noted, but maybe that's not. We never said that before. But it's the sick. It's included.
Yeah.
That was good. That may be the best thing you've done today, Missy. That may be the best thing. You've done the best thing today. That was
a loaded, not a loaded question, a loaded answer.
Correct. Do.
Yeah. Very good.
Do.
Continuing where we were in the Revelations, then Bob said, the apostles are RNA, ribonucleic acid, and the Lamb of Christ is the DNA. That's chromosome 13, but the chromosome 14th factor is what? Ion, you said, where all change is. So that's back to the fulcrum. You're reinforcing what you said about the fulcrum, correct?
Correct. That's great. Yeah. Now say it this way. That becomes the obvious pivot point.
Yeah.
If we say it like that, then it's like, oh, okay. Now, how many times, go back to the notes Bert may know this morning, how many times have we said, where were you when lightning struck the flying Jenny? Okay. That's when you take a stump and you take a spike and you drive a spike into a stump. You put a board on the spike and you spin around like a somersault, like a not a teeter-totter, but it goes around in circles where you spin around in a circle kind of thing. That's called a flying Jenny, like a stupid a playground game toy. Mm-hmm. But then where were you when lightning struck the flying Jenny? That's what that refers to, the fulcrum that balances that. And it explains it, because we said that probably
654
times now. So good.
Is the lightning strike then, like you talk about the Emmaus Road and the other road, is that the lightning strike?
27,000 joules. 27,000 joules.
Oh. That's what it takes to wake a person up into their ascension?
Yes, but be careful. Be careful. We were not making reference to a defibrillator's output.
Yeah.
Defibrillation. No. You got to be careful now. Because defibrillation is the same thing, but it's not that many joules. It's not that many joules.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful. Because somebody will listen, somebody medical will listen and go, well, if all I got to do is take that big a jolt, I'll ascend, I'll do that tomorrow. And we go, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not like the clear, boom. It wasn't like that. Not that type of
decision. Is it one of your analogies, rather?
No. We mean it. We just don't mean it like a defibrillator. That many joules is what it takes for ascension, but we're not saying take that up the bone. We're not saying we're not saying get shocked by that much and then you'll ascend. Because, well, you will go one way or the other. 27,000 joules. You'll go one way or the other. It might melt you altogether. So, good. We'll see.
But,
that's a good test. Hey, that's the test, Karen. Somebody says, I'm ascended. Take 27,000 joules. And if you live through it, by God, you're ascended. You better believe that. You got the money. You got the money on the run. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good
test. But I'm still thinking that the pivot of the spike in the wood, the fulcrum, the importance from growing the chromosome 13 to 14, the flying Jenny is an analogy for that happening.
Of course.
Correct?
Agreed.
And I looked up defibrillator joules. It's between 120 and 200.
and that's the extreme. That's when you're dead.
Wow.
He's dead. Let's do the most we can do because he's dead anyway. It don't matter. If it wasn't going to work nowhere.
Yeah, they're saying that. There's a monophasic defibrillator that's up to 360 joules, so that's for the long dead. Yeah.
Well, that's the coma. That's the coma when they start losing their sinus wave. You know, when they start losing the theta wave and stuff, like their toes.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're going to give it one more shot to see whether we keep them on life support or not. Or not.
Right.
Or not. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Bob says...
Now, you understand medicine has changed. Now, it's come full circle. Now, we're not going to just say, carte blanche, you were right, even though carte blanche, you were right. God damn it. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, you were right. Okay, is that what you need to hear? Okay, you were right. That's not what we're trying to talk about here. You were right, but that's not what we're trying to say right here. What we're trying to say here is medicine has morphed into a thing that now, maybe for the first time, acknowledges your position, however humble, is quantitatively correct. See, this is the problem, because they don't want to do this. They don't want you to be right. You think the board of Canada is going to come back and say, oh, Dr. Dean was correct, we made a mistake, and blah, 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 blah.
Bellhausen
is a great institution, we're sure they're good, blah, blah, blah. See, they're not going to do that. And we don't want them to do that, because you're like, fuck you. I don't need you to. You don't validate me, so you're not going to devalidate me. See, that's the metaphor. That's the better way to say it. But that's not what we're saying. What we're saying, trying to give you the information, is that the world is starting to bump into your world of total fucked up biology. They're starting to acknowledge it. Because yours is the only medicine that seems to work. Because everybody else is screaming, you got to do this, and you say, okay, you can do that, but you're going to end up dead. You're going to take 27 medications. You're going to take 27 medications to feel better. Okay, just try meth. Meth at least won't hurt you. You know, it's not good for your canine health, but other than your teeth, it's not going to beat you. I never met a sick person on meth. Try that instead. See, that's ridiculous when we say it. You see what I mean? It's ridiculous. So it's like, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking up... there's something here about revelation. Shoot. I'm trying to find the words about you get 12 plus 1. Bob saying, okay, you get 12 plus 1. What would be the 1 that's 13 before you get 12 in the transformation?
The final tribe. The final tribe.
Right.
You are the root. That would be the root and the branch of Jesse.
Oh.
The root and the branch of Jesse. See, mm-hmm. So that's why nobody talks about Enoch. That's why we leave it up. That's why T's having his little nervous breakdown, because he we hit a nerve, and T was having his little nervous breakdown over the book of Enoch, or the several books of Enoch. They don't acknowledge them correctly.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Going from chromosome 13 to 14, it has to be. It's all about you. What is that song? It had to be you.
It had to be
and,
you.
Yeah.
It had to be you.
So from 13, you're unascended. Between 13 and 14, you're unascended. But by 14, you can be ascended. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah. Can't, here's another analogy you're probably really not going to like. You don't have
yeah.
to know.
Hey, Carol, what,
you don't have
Sorry, what about the 13th yes, tribe? Is that what you're talking about?
No, we're talking about chromosome 13 and 14 right now, but it'll probably go to the tribes. Go ahead, Ion.
Okay. It'd be like this. You don't have to know what being pregnant is in order to become pregnant.
Okay.
So you don't have to know about the 13th and the 14th tribe in order to be exposed.
Mm-hmm. Now you said tried. You said tried.
We did on purpose.
Yeah.
See, that's the information. Now, you don't have to understand it, okay? You might find joy in the interaction of it. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Most impregnations can be joyful, maybe. In a courted kind of way. But you don't have to believe in pregnancy to become pregnant.
Right. Okay.
Now, once you know, but now once you understand and figure out what being pregnant is and or being, what you say, with child, some might say that would be the great ascension. Oh, that's the Jesus process. Remember Mary and all that blah, blah, blah that went through all that shit. Okay, all that stuff applies. That's a representation of you having a second birth. The first birth and the second birth, where you come back into your place as God. That's the reference. See how we knew you really weren't going to like this one, because if you don't like them, all of them that you don't like, you're really not going to like this one, because now it lays out the platform that allows you to come back to God in a new birth.
Hey, Carol, listen to this.
Here's Bob. Listening.
I remember reading McLuhan saying that...
Shit.
In the external world, we don't know anything in the external world unless it's part of us already inside of us.
Wow.
So pregnancy doesn't follow that rule. So it's a gap, a rupture, is something new. It's a miracle because you don't have to know pregnancy to get pregnant.
Very nice. Very good.
Yeah.
Now,
okay. This is very important. This is the most important thing ever. It's going to be fresh and new for Bob. He's going to like this very much. Okay, this is Zabar. Karen, you get this now. Ready?
Yeah.
On your island, do you have fresh cranberries? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Costco has them.
Okay. Yeah.
Get a bag of fresh cranberries, okay?
Yeah.
We don't care what shape they're in. Just get them. Okay, you have apples?
Yeah.
Yes. You have pecans? Maybe not macadamia nuts, but pecans are a little easier. And an apple, just one, any kind, whatever kind you got. And you know how you make your nut pâté?
Yeah.
Okay, what you do is you take a cup of cranberries, throw them in the food processor with the blade to spin. An apple, just chop it up. Two of those little mandarin oranges or the little oranges, take the ends off of it, like the little green part, but then throw the whole thing in. The husk, the, what do you call it, the thing around the orange, the peel it off. Cut it up into fourths, and throw it in there. And then about half a cup to three quarters of a cup of pecans or some nut. And then burr it, pulse. So you make it about like your pate, but it makes it even, and then that's it. put it in a dish, and put it in the refrigerator. Oh, you can add some of your stevia. Add some stevia, some sweet, because the cranberries are bitter as shit. But put some stevia. Don't put sugar. God damn, we know, we got that. Don't put no sugar, but some sugar replacement that you like. And you put about, if it was Splenda, but you don't really find a Splenda, you'd use almost a cup, but less than that of whatever stevia, whatever flavoring, sugaring thing that you like to bring it all bright. Because the mandarin oranges have some fructose that makes it help. And it's not runny, it's not juicy, it's like a pate. It's amazing. It's amazing. Bob will love it. It'll be something fresh and new. He might even tell you how much he adores you. He really does. He'd die and go to hell before he ever told you.
No. Okay, I'll do it.
It's fun. It's something refreshing, light and refreshing. Holiday-ish.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
Don't we play that for the public?
Yeah, you
hell
can play
yeah.
that.
Hell yeah. They need
it's a new recipe.
They live bitter, harsh realities that have, they've gotten rid of everybody in their life. They ain't got nobody to fuck. They ain't got nothing to drink. They ain't got nothing to eat. They need anything to get them refreshed a little bit so they can ascend. Some of them are ascending to a lonely life of despot reality. They won't allow anything to come into their environment except for gloom, despair, and agony. So any little bit of sweetness is a good thing.
So I was talking about chromosome 13 and 14, and you turned it into the tribes. There are only 12 tribes.
The no, they're not. So you're in the branch of Jesse is the 13th.
Wow.
That's the end. That's the completion. Bob talks about 13 to death, you know, skull and crossbones.
And what about 14? What's the 14th?
No, 13 is that the people 13. Who are not.
The people who are not.
It is.
Uh-huh.
God's peculiar people who are not.
And is there a 14th tribe?
No, just 13. That's the magical
number. Because you mentioned 13 and 14 tribes, so...
You were talking about chromosomes. We were making reference to chromosomes at that point. So we were merging the two because they both apply. But there's not a 14th tribe. Now, there is a counterpost to the 13th. The root and the branch. The root and the branch is a two-part. But that's kind of like a diamond and silk. They're one. So that would be the 13th, 14th. Okay, if you did it like that, root and the branch.
Root and branch are one by means of two.
Of Jesse.
Yeah.
Root and the branch. You got to get the Jesse. Because nobody gets the Jesse reference, and that's the most important part.
We knew a Jesse. We knew a Jesse. Next question. Is New Jerusalem the first 12 chromosomes that are then activated? You know, chromosomes 1 to 12.
We know that. We're saying define New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem is what, you've talked about when often talk about New Jerusalem as probably the ascension place.
Okay, then we would say to that, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. If you're talking about it like that, we'd say I. But that's not quite what you're saying, you see. That's the reason we ask. Because what we didn't want to do is somebody go back and Gene, jump up some bullshit we said in 1937 and says, well, Ion, you said blah, 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 so that means blah, blah, blah is D, 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 and that's not what we're trying to convey. So the New Jerusalem is the part that heaven retrieved. It's the obsolescence and retrieval of the archaic man's existence in a quantitative state of grace. We say that parenthetically, of grace. Yes, good. That's a good word. Mm-hmm. You batting 1,000 tonight. Bob, you got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Carolyn, Karen got this thing tonight. She's tearing it down.
No. So then, we're the first 12 chromosomes. Would you say that's the old Jerusalem, and then we get into the 13 and 14, get into the new Jerusalem.
13 and 14 takes you beyond the Wailing Wall. The Wailing Wall. That's the that Wailing Wall, that is the sun porch of Herod's temple. That's not the temple. That's the sun porch. That's where he built a platform to look over into the temple, because he wasn't king of the Jews, but he wasn't Jew enough to go into the Holy of Holies. So he built Herod with a keeping porch to be able to see over into the glory, heavenly glory of glories. So that Wailing Wall is that edge.
Mm-hmm.
That would be where Nero's playing the fiddle as Rome burns.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very nice.
That's a Jack Benny reference. You always know that, always. That's that's for Robin. Robin always loves the Jack Benny references, so we had to keep her on the string. So that'd be good
okay.
for Robin.
I think Bob is ready. Are you ready to take over, Bob? Bob is ready to take over. Well, I have
Dr. Dean, you have knocked the little man out of the damn boat tonight. We got to tell you, it's unbelievable. Because, listen, what's happened is you've been able to look at the bigger picture. You have notes, but your notes didn't really mean anything. That's not fair.
Mm.
Not very nice, but it's the truth, but it's not really appropriate. Well, it is what it is. But now, all of a sudden, quantitatively, you're starting to connect the dots. It's kind of like when you're doing here we go with another goddamn metaphor. You got a jigsaw puzzle. You've just now done the outside corners. You got the whole, now you're looking for the pieces to plug the pieces together. And you know how large the length and the breadth of it. It's not going to get any bigger than that. Now you're filling in the space.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, now the sky's at the top and the green grass is at the bottom. Now you know how to sort it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good work, Missy.
Yeah, if anyone's listening, what I've done is just gone over Revelation, which everybody should be doing, and just redefining. Awesome.
Oh, and in the spare time, move 3 fucking legions of angels in your spare time. Move 3 fucking legions of angels while y'all once you get the laundry done, once you get the dishes up, once you vacuum the carpet, then go bring down 3 legions of angels in your spare time. Yeah, so that's what everybody should be doing. That's what everybody should be doing.
Yeah, Bob's even laughing. Yeah. So excited. Thank you, Ayanna.
We're laughing now, but we'll be crying before we go to bed. And Bob's laughing. This is going to go bad.
Over to you, Bob.
Mercy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. You cracked the code. Are you nuts? This is a good day.
Welcome to my balcony.
Yeah, welcome to my balcony. Said the spider to the fly.
Yeah, I'm not allowed into the Jewish zones.
And we got a little Kabbalah for you, Bob. We got a little Kabbalah for you.
Okay. All right, so we would start off with, Ion, you said recently, my blood's perfect. Can one get imperfect blood again once you have perfect blood?
Mm-hmm. We can't rule it out. But it was so challenging that would be like saying, hey, Ion, can you change your blood type? We thought, well, yes, you can change your blood type, but it's very challenging to do because normally you end up with sepsis. Can you do that? You see?
End up with a disease, sepsis?
Yeah, sepsis. It's very challenging to do that, but you can. So to answer your question is, yes, you can descend because you descended in the first place.
Yeah, so if you were become ascended, What do you do to yourself to knock yourself out of the ascended condition and you start to descend? What is a radical thing
to
do?
We don't want to. It goes back to the temple. It goes back to the garden. It goes back to the two trees in the garden. And we don't want to lay that out. We're not trying to teach you how to descend. We're trying to teach you how to ascend. And so you're saying, but Ion, what I'm trying to say is if you can ascend and descend, then they'll know the steps and the patterns so they can come back to it. Okay? And we're going to say, Bob, this is like a cucumber in the brine. Once the cucumber becomes a pickle, it's never a cucumber again. That's what we like to say. But we're not saying that it can't be dissected to be recognized as indeed a cucumber rather than a pickle. That's the pickle. That's the pickle that you're dealing with there, Bob.
All right.
And for the audience out there that's listening in, Bob has no clue what we just said. It never crossed his mind. That's what we're saying. That's what we're agreeing with you, Bob. It never crossed your mind. That's right.
Right.
But so, other people will get it. Other people will get it from a coal packer standpoint or a coal packer's point of view. Other people will get that reference, Bob. And that's good because all we're saying, you're right, we yield. But what we're conveying is that in your rightness, what we're saying is that you come to a place or position where that's not the driving point we're trying to excel, or that's not the storyline we're trying to capitulate. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get you past May Russell and past Sun Ra so that you can actually have a meaningful gain and the experience that you can embrace for yourself and not have to borrow Eckhart Tolle's id of the matter to decide if you're able to overcome the human position that you've conditioned yourself to be the repose or repository thereof. See? You're more than that sum, is what we're trying to convey. And so if we stand like that, the answer you're asking is yes, you can. That's not what we're trying to do. You can. That's not what we're trying to do.
Okay. So what did I actually do when I showed up from Alpha Centauri to the Andromeda Galaxy? What was the words or scenario I proposed that everybody fall and we'd show we were so powerful we'd get back out of the fallen state again? What did I communicate? Did I demonstrate something?
To see if you could reach the penultimate position, if you could overcome your less thanness, you're proving the point. The point is if you're so powerful that you can separate yourself from the power of being a god, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate power. And see, in the war in heaven, the whole battle is that you take a god and you rip God's status from them. That's how powerful you are. That's kind of like making three wishes to the genie and the jinn. And the third wish is, I wish I had no wishes. See, you've already made two wishes. Now, I wish I had no wishes. But now you undo that all. If you're so powerful, you can unwish wishes, unwish wished wishes, then that's the most powerful that you could ever be. And that's why the aliens are so genuinely engaged with your capitulated position, because you have so much power that you would separate yourself from power and not have it anymore and still be a child of God. That's why they understand it. They're like the angels, the aliens, all of them. That's why it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
What humans got themselves into?
How powerful a human must be that they could separate themselves from God and still be God. That they could separate themselves from power. Stop. That they could separate themselves from their power as God. Okay? Hello, Bob. God Bob or Bob God or Bob God. That's kind of catchy. Bob God. Hello, Bob God. Damn. God damn. Bob damn. Damn Bob. Bob damn. Okay. Okay. You got Bob. You got God. You got Bob that's a God. Okay, that God is so powerful that he would separate himself from his power and be a little man, Bob, and still be God. He's still God, He just doesn't have any stuff.
Okay, we got it.
We
got it. Yeah.
He's not okay. using it.
That's yeah, the where? Now you weren't addressing just me. You're addressing everybody the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah. But our conversations end up so much better if we begin with, include, or end with you, Bob. I promise it. So so much better.
Okay. So the aliens are impressed with me?
Yes, indeed. They are.
Okay. All right. So when I arrived in Andromeda, was everybody, we don't know what to call them, souls or essences or whatever they were, there was no unascended person on the Andromeda plateau?
No, that's correct.
Not one.
You couldn't live. You can't live in that environment. And that's why we're
right.
gradually building back that environment so that you won't be able to live in this environment unless you ascend. Because
right.
if you snuck off, if you were a stowaway, if you were a rat on the sinking ship, you wouldn't be able to live in Andromeda anyway. So there's no reason in taking all that good cargo space to bring people back that ain't going to make it anyway. So you ain't going to go. You're going to ascend, come back to your place of power, or you ain't going to go because you ain't going to make it no way. Ta-da.
Well, you adapt to the world here with our products, to the changes
uh-huh.
that are coming. Is that also
uh-huh.
adapting you to the conditions of Andromeda?
Of course, but that just gets your body into a place where it can hold long enough for the bread of living water, as you so archaically call it, can kick in to
yeah.
meet that body to take the final step. It's the beginning place to get you used to living without oxygen. It's the beginning place to get you used to having a hydrogen experience. Hydrogen is a bomb, Bob. Did you know that?
Yes. So you're talking about the living water gets you ready for the experience, you were just saying.
That's the final change, yeah. It's a step process. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what did I... was it original of me to say, hey, we can prove we're powerful? And I'm saying it to all these people who were sending, didn't need any proof. But why did I propose this falling? Because that would be an extra understanding of one's power?
Well, have you ever read D. Christian Murty? Isn't it what he
yeah.
was trying to say too? Sounded like that.
Well, he was talking about what is.
His wasn't. His, well, so are you. So are you.
Okay.
You're talking about what is too. Because you're making the reference of this isness that is a potential. This is a potential, and the are-ness can be the capitulated outcome. Like that. We don't have a problem with that. But now, we didn't mean to sidebar or run you aground, because you're right. Your words are good. No problem.
When I proposed this, was there resistance?
Always resistance, Bob. You've had resistance. You resist yourself. You resist not temptation. You resist not temptation, but you won't last with it long.
I won't
it always
last with...
Last with resisting of temptation. Or resist not temptation. You don't, it always
I don't
ends with
resist
a thorough,
very long.
Right, because it always ends up with a thorough hand washing every time.
Mm.
Thorough hand washing.
yeah, someone mentioned to me today, or yesterday, little flies wash their hands a lot. Why are they washing their hands?
Flies as in bugs? Flies don't
yeah,
wash
insects.
Their hands. What the fuck are you talking about? Flies are
oh,
insects.
Somebody
they don't
tell
wash
me.
Their hands. Flies,
more...
spit. Flies get on food. They're trying to get sugar. They spit on the food to evaporate the sugar and then suck the sugar back up. Flies don't wash anything. They don't have hands. They have little talons and they land.
Well,
and
they're,
they vomit
they're
on
little,
the food.
They're little front
they
feelers.
Vomit. He,
they're always
he just said they
rubbing.
Vomit on the food. Carolyn, hold it. He just said they vomit on the food. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Break it down. They do.
To give it an
break down
enzyme.
The sugar. To break down the sugar. And they suck. It's their only reason, the only thing they're after is their sugar. And they don't live long because there's not that much, but that's why they always flock to the sugar. They spit on the sugar to dissolve it, then suck the sugar back up. That's what they're after.
Okay. So what they're referencing is that you'll see pictures of flies and insects that rub their two front feelers together but they're not.
That's a tendency.
I don't think they're washing
their
hands.
No, they're not. That's a tendency. It's making. It's letting. That is a frequency letting other flies know that they've hit sugar. When they do, it's when they've hit food or something dying or rotting or something they can imbibe. The rubbing is like the antlers or the tentacles of the things that stick up on the things that they do together to let everybody else know what's going on.
Hey, Karen, that's what Barry Bonang used to do. When he'd get an evil or funny little game to play, he'd go do pranks. He'd rub his fingers together. Remember I showed you how he'd rub his fingers? That's what the fly's doing. He'd be excited.
Correct.
He was communicating.
They're not washing their clapping saying, over here, sugar chat. Come on, y'all come.
They're all natural forms inside a human, so that Barry was bringing out the fly in himself when he was wiggling his fingers.
Yeah. It's Brundle. It's called Brundle fly, Bob. Brundle fly. Look it up.
What you mean, Brundle fly? Brundle's a verb?
Brundle is a name. It's like Jeff Goldblum and Brundle fly.
And that's the only fly that does this.
Well, that's the only movie that gives reference to it.
The only what? Newbie.
Movie.
Okay, you're talking about the movie, The Fly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Goldblum's
not
in
the
that
old
movie,
one.
Yeah.
Brundle Fly. Well, they merged, and the human became the fly. So you went through the whole aspiration. Okay, now you could. I wish we had a machine like that. We could do it like God. So you can merge God with you and then make God take over and let God win and let the little man die to itself. That's what we wish. Because little man's got to die. We wish it would just go on and die and become God. Excellent.
Right.
But I
interfered with that and made it tougher, harder,
correct,
and more of a
problem.
You
added Marshall McLuhan and Lyndon LaRouche. Yeah. And now everybody's ready to kill himself or not kill himself. If they kill himself, they lose. If they kill himself with Marshall McLuhan, that's what they were going to do anyway. So it's like, well, the medium is the message. I'm dead. God damn it, I'm dead. I'm dead already. What difference does it make? See? So then everybody gets high on fentanyl.
Okay.
Is that propofol? One makes you very sleepy, right?
Right.
Karen got that, Bob. You didn't get that. Karen got that.
Yeah, so listen to this. Is the plandemic a big distraction from the UFO encounters and UFO issues?
Yes. Yes. Sidebars. They're all sidebars.
Right. The interaction with the UFOs is the most important thing ever in human history because we're teetering on being wiped out. We're going to be teetering on being wiped out.
The extradition of the alien influence is the demise of the little man. Little man can't live in that environment. And that's what we've been saying all along. We're saying you can't live in this world. This world is not your home. You got to change in a twinkling of an eye. You have to ascend. You have to come back into your place of power, or you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That last call.
Okay, extradition. That's when they go to a foreign area and get a criminal and bring them back to the home prison, to home
correct
court. So who's extraditing who in this scenario with the aliens?
The humans are extraditing the little man. But they're going to be extradited. You're going to be removed from the conversation, so you're going to die. So you're going to have the guillotines are being sharpened, Bob. Now, even remember we made the reference some time ago with Marie Antoinette make a big deal, and now everybody's saying with the United States of America reference that they're doing the Marie Antoinette and that the Democrat Party is saying let them eat cake. They're just saying, well, everything costs more, but we gave you all that money. You have all that money, so pay for the cake with all that money we gave you. So this is that rub of let them eat cake. This is that rub that we. Now they're saying it in the Android meme. Ridiculous. Once again, listen to Dobbstown. It's a sad day.
Yeah, when you say everybody has to talk to me, do they have to just talk to me once, or
no, you have to keep talking? But if they do it, right, they want more. It's kind of like, have you ever experienced coitus, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you ever do it once and then maybe twice and you actually get pretty good at it, you really, really, really start to like it. It's like you get fond of it, of that release, the release part, the aspect of the release. So you want more of it if you do it, right? Mm. It's something you become comfortably, achievably, desirously of. So it's like, wow, I like that. I want some more of that. You don't know why, but you like that. So you want some more. So you do that. Same thing.
Well, does Carol resist talking to Bob? She does talk to me, but is she resisting down deep?
No, no. She's been with you long enough to know better. She knows.
She knows she should pay attention. She just lets you pander.
And then every time she tries to overcome it and say, I've had enough of your bullshit, go away, and she finds herself in a position where she has to circle back and then engage you again for something that she can't reach or something she's got to have. Now, you can't turn the screw, but you can reach the screwdriver. So there you go. That's the rub, you see.
Who can't turn the screw?
You can't. You don't know how a screwdriver works. Carol
right,
does.
I can't turn the screw, but then you said, but you could reach
the screwdriver. You could find the screwdriver. You could take her the screwdriver if she told you where it was. You could take her that thing that you call this thing. It's like, what is this the thing, Carol? Okay, yeah, that's the thing. Okay, here you go. There you go. But you don't know what it is, but you could take her the thing.
Okay. Were the Knights Templars mixed in with the Jesuits? Did they help Ignatius Loyola form the Jesuits? Was that a cover for the Knights Templars?
Yeah, we don't know the Jesuit representation. We don't know that.
You don't think they're relevant?
No, we don't know Jesuits. What are Jesuits? What is a Jesuit?
Ignatius Loyola.
I know what the words are. I mean, it made Notre Dame, Bob. Okay, good. There's Notre Dame. Is that Ignatius Loyola? Okay. Good.
Listen, Ignatius, in the 1500s, to counter Luther's Protestant Reformation, the Catholic Church created the Counter-Reformation, and the police, the warriors for that new Vatican institution were called Jesuits, and it was formed by Ignatius Loyola.
Yeah. We say no.
It's an order.
We say no. Any more than we would make a whole religion around Opus Dei. Same problem.
Yeah. The Knights Templar had something special.
It's zealous. The Knights Templars had something very special. They did.
Okay. I have a question.
Do you see how we played that? Because here we have in one single swoop just got rid of all the Jesuits. Which we understand Jesuits. We understand what they are, blah, 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 blah. And we're not against something that is a Jesuit. But we're just saying you can't make that be something that you're going to gauge attention regarding. It has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Does the atmosphere have to change a certain amount, which we're going through now, before the new aliens arrive?
It's a 50-50. Some of the aliens are not as acutely bothered by the lack, what we call the lack of atmosphere. But see, we call atmosphere the AO2SO4. That's what we call atmosphere. So some of them are more sensitive. You know, like Carolyn has, there's more sensitive people on Monday night. God bless you, darling heart, what you have to put up with that bullshit. Good God. Honey, shoo, Lord Jesus, what Carolyn has to go through. We're sorry. You can play that too, Bob. But anyway, some are more sensitive to it, so they hold back. But others have kind of gotten a taste for it, and so they can kind of go with it. But they are very offended by the oxygenation of the atmosphere presently, which is why the Green New Deal is having such a cow. Because they're trying to get rid of, they're trying to increase oxygen, and we are trying to decrease oxygen and more carbon. And they're having problems because they're saying carbon's going to kill everything. And they're right about that because it is. All the little men are going to die. So they're Al Gore was on to something, Bob. Al Gore was on to something.
Glenn Beck
said that, Bob. Glenn Beck said that.
What did he say? That Al Gore was on to something?
That Al Gore was on to something.
Okay. Okay, so the new aliens have different species in the mixture? Species being people from different galaxies?
Yeah. Yeah, if we say yes, you don't even know what that means, but based on the part you know, we're going to agree. We're just going to say a carte blanche, yes, but you have no idea what you're talking about. So it's okay.
Right.
Because you don't know about the species capacity or the genome that they engage. But we're going to say the way you understand it, the answer is absolutely yes, that's right.
Yeah, now people ask me, where are the new aliens from? Are you free to say that yet?
No.
No. What would be the problem of saying it?
Kind of like labeling cancer.
You start to create a problem?
It is. Cancer's a problem. Ask Carolyn.
Right. Well, so knowing where they're from.
Carolyn, but maybe not. Maybe it's not a problem with Carolyn. So maybe. Okay, we won't give that until we can overcome it. Once we can overcome it, then we'll be chatty regarding it. How about that? I'll give you that. Is that all right? I mean, I want you to have everything except for your fucking facial book page. We can't do full frontal nudity, Bobby.
Yeah, so the little man's mind, one of the main things they focus on people, maybe it's their fear of strangers, is they like to know where you're from. They need to get a bead on fitting you into the space-time
dimension.
Well,
it's not where you're from. It's not where you're from. They want to know what you are. What are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Gozar the Gozerian.
Yeah.
The only question at bay is, are you a god? Yes or no. And if you're a god, then we're going to do it one way. And if you're not a god, okay, then fuck you. Let's go. I like this. This will be fun.
Okay. Next question. I have here the wonders of selenium. That came up. Are there wonders to selenium?
Selenium ends in an M. Yes, there are.
What are they? Those wonders?
It's a base product that in the new environment will become as significant as iron. Selenium will be the new iron. Iron, like the metal iron.
Do we have selenium in any of our products?
No comment.
Okay. I could ask Carolyn later, I guess. What do you say, Carolyn?
You're not going to run us down that rabbit hole. Hell no. You're just a good job. Y'all can do what you want to, but we're not getting in that rabbit hole. Yeah, see,
right,
there's
so,
other things in your...
It's in Remite.
Okay. Go ahead on it. There are other things.
Other things, too, that are appropriate, but we're not going down that place because we don't want to have to defend it. But it's not necessary. Isn't that nice?
Okay. Yeah, I have a note here. Yeah, that's nice. What does Fox Goodman refer to on page 35 of Finding His Way? Because I think it came up the other day. We did one of that area of paging, pagination on page 35.
The Nefarian. He's the Nefarian that's trying to make a note to self.
Yeah, but is Fox Goodman a personality on TV? Or an actor or something?
No, not yet. Can't be.
Not yet. Right, because I think I looked him up and couldn't find him. So that's something that's coming. Fox Goodman is coming. Correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to be careful.
China.
People are listening to your fucking words, Bob, so we had to be careful.
I know.
Before, we didn't have to show, but see, it has a life of its own now, amazingly.
Yeah, on a show, and let's include people who listen to the archives, don't listen to the live show on payday or even Tuesday, too. What is our listenership numbers up to now? 500,000?
2.2 million. 2.2 million.
Yeah. And that's over the last 6 months. It wasn't that way a year ago, correct?
Correct, correct. And now the archives, and see, almost the archives are catching up to the live audiences. And that's why these people are just showing up out of the blue. And you're like, where the fuck did you come from? All of a sudden.
And they all eventually, it seems, have to make a put-down statement of Bob. Like, I was celebrating Carolyn the other day on the show, and someone said, there's Bob sucking up to Carolyn. I wasn't sucking up. I was telling the facts of what Carolyn can do. And what
capacity.
Is that? That's just a little... What?
Capacity.
In Carolyn. Talking about Carolyn's capacity.
You're talking about Carolyn's capacity,
Yeah, and why are they... it's just an aspect of little men? They have to take a pot shot at me?
They can't. It's all about jealousy, Bob. They can't be you, so they have to hate you. So in order to hate you, they can't love you, because then you're right. They can't, you know, that doesn't work, because you don't have to believe in Bucky Fuller for your words to be true, you see.
Mm. Right. So heard Mark Gary. Mark Gary said, yes, people love, but they like to hate.
The only way they know how to love is to hate.
Okay. All right. I have here a note. China - torsion energy chi signals. Is that something you said in passing? And I wrote it down. Torsion energy chi signals that China does something with. Is that a machine they have?
That's a capacity.
It's coming out of what they call chi. Chi
Don't say chi, say energy. But you say chi and people have a predisposed position, which may or may not be true, you see.
But, okay, so what is the characteristics of torsion energy?
We don't want to go into it right now.
So the Chinese have that in their bodies, or they have a machine with that characteristic?
It's okay, a machine.
How many nations, cultures in the world
11.
have a special technology that they
11.
Keep secret? About 11 of them. Does that include anybody on Africa? Any country on Africa?
No comment.
Okay.
You're dealing with a draconian whale, so no, just
raise
up.
Is Dobbstown Atlantis?
No, but it's okay. No, but what's the zip code? What is the zip code to Dobbstown? That'll help you.
Well, I could say it's here in Maui, but it's in Cairo. We'd have to look up the Giza zip code. Is that more accurate than saying Maui?
Correct. You are correct. Yep.
Like, I'm not carrying Dobbstown around with me.
Okay. Are you sure?
Okay, so I might be. All right.
No. We weren't trying to make an edict. We weren't making an edict because you believe what we say. We're not saying that. We're just saying we're asking. You made the statement, and we are trying to embrace it to say, how do you know? Or what gave you that information? Or from where did this come from? You see what I mean? Like that.
You're asking me where that came from. Where the question came from?
Where your position that you don't carry Dobbstown around with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I'm more than Dobbstown. That's just one something extended from me.
Agreed.
Okay. Is Atlantis more important than Lemuria?
No.
Atlantis is an ascended condition, right, here on the planet.
It is. Y'all just trying to, like other things, y'all just trying to catch up to it. It is. Y'all are just trying to, we don't know who the superfluous y'all is. Y'all are just trying to catch up to it.
Is Lemuria connected to the Yamaka continent?
Yes.
I think you said Lemuria was around Easter Island. True?
Correct. Correct.
Right. And the reptilians, or what the closest to what David Icke calls reptilians, came from Lemuria, correct?
As you know it. As you know it. As you know it, yes.
As I know Lemuria.
Yes, good.
Or as I know Easter Island.
No difference. There's no, you won't be able to, in a minute, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Okay, so is Atlantis a bigger, the civilization, the city, whatever it was, did it cover a bigger area than Lemuria?
Yes.
But they are equal in impact in our human journey.
Okay. We don't mind that.
Not sure. Or
we don't mind that. We don't mind that. We're not going against it, but we're not voting for it either.
Well, we're making Atlantis arrive, and that's more significant.
You're making Atlantis visible. It's already here. It's already arrived. You're going to make it visible.
And the capstone on the Giza pyramid, we're going to make that visible.
You're going to put them back.
Then put the map where?
Put them back on the capitals.
Oh, put it back. But I think it also brightens up the pyramid. They wouldn't be so gray. I think you said that years ago.
Yeah, that's true. It's clear gold. So, yeah.
Okay. Like, does that happen the same time as Atlantis?
Like a Swarovski, like a Swarovski crystal.
Right. Is the, when Atlantis is made visible, does the Giza pyramid start to look golden at the same time?
It gives that sheen, the sheen. Yes.
So something activates that. Would that be the new aliens arriving?
Okay.
Visibly arriving.
Yeah, we ain't mad. Sorry with us.
That can activate some of these artifacts.
No comment.
Maybe you wouldn't answer this, but I'll just say it. It could be that they turn these invisible environments visible. They turn them on. They make them visible. Is accompanying the frequency. Do they create a frequency as they arrive?
What once was lost, now is found.
Once that is, yeah, something will be found. And they return. Are they returning, the new aliens?
Nah, we'd have to say yes, because you're a stranger here too, Bob. So
yeah,
they're returning. It's like, let's go back to the future. See, it's like, wait a minute, what sense does that make? So it's like that. This is like a representation. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to hospital, you know what a hospital is?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've been to one ER emergency room, you've sort of been to all of them, but yet they're not the same. But you kind of know what to expect. So you've been there. So they're coming back to the ER. This isn't the same ER they know, okay? Not the same ER they know, but it is the one that they recognize. So it's like that.
Right.
That's
yeah,
good.
The one they knew.
You did a good job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one they knew, the things have changed here. So they'll see
Correct.
It in a different context.
Correct. Right. They'll still recognize it. They'll still recognize it, though.
I asked JW. I think I asked JW, knowing that it might not be reliable, his answer. But I said, when I walked across the golf course and was shot and the bullet went through me, and I got the impression Ian guided the bullet, sniper's bullet through me, so I survived it. Then I said, I actually did die, didn't I? I said to JW, because you said we lost one Bob. And JW said, yes. Is JW accurate or is not accurate? And I did survive the shot in the golf course.
You didn't survive that shot. You survived the other shots, but you didn't survive that one.
Right. So you didn't want to tell me that at the time. 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Bob, you're mercurial like a woman. You get all in your feelings and you get all weirded out. We can't tell you everything. You blow your brains out. You can't do that.
I do not. I'm the most detached guy on the planet.
Say you're doing it, and you're doing it right now. So good. Okay, that's fine. Carolyn, get him a tissue to catch his tears. Catch Bob's tears.
I ain't crying, Carolyn. He's making shit up. Okay.
MSU.
Carolyn agrees with me that you're making shit up.
Chances
so
are.
So this would be...
If it turns out well, yes. See, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Things are in flux, Bob. We got rid of the rift. You notice we don't talk about the rift anymore.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. That's kind of sealed, and things are coming back around. All of a sudden, the savior of the world, Joe Biden, Mezco, Brandon, now all that's going away. Everybody's like, I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. 90 million. I didn't vote for him. Did you vote for him? No, I didn't vote for him. We got to find out. No fucking body voted for him. God damn it, that risk. Oh, my God. This is where everything went all wrong. This is where this is not. He's not the president. He's not even the real president. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. This is fun. See the rub here? This kind of goes along here. Everybody's kind of going, no, no, no. And even if they admit that they did vote for him or didn't, then they change their mind and say, oh, I'll never do that again, or what was I thinking? Well, here we go.
Okay.
So there's the rub.
Is Sydney going to get her day in court and somehow be acknowledged that she proved the election fraud?
She kind of already is. She kind of already is. And what you're not talking about that we wish she would is Mike Lindell has now presented to SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States of fucking America, blah, 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 a way, opened a way in which the different AGs of the United States of America can sign on to it. They can sign on to her campaign, which then gives it girth. It adds to the girth of Mike Lindell's position, which just mirrors what Sidney's been working on. He's just taking the hit for it.
He Mike is taking the hit.
Yeah. So she would be exposed because they can't let her go down. Because they're hurting. Yeah, everybody's going to have to start buying pillars or something to keep him alive because they're giving him a hard road to hoe. He's having a bad day.
Okay, so who helped him draw up this solution for the Supreme Court? Did I give him documents?
We don't want to say that yet. We will. We don't want to say that yet, but we will.
You don't want to
but
say.
Where did? No, wait. The better question is, if you did a little deduction, if you had a Pierrot, you know, the British show Pierrot, where he's the detective. If you did a little deduction, you'd say, "Now wait a second. This is a goddamn dope head that's a pillar maker that's took over the fucking world. For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com. How'd he come from zero to hero to now he's setting the stage for what the Supreme Court embraces or doesn't embrace or what's said or not said regarding democracy, for Pete's sake? Who is this cat? Where'd he come from? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I mean, he's more ridiculous than you are, Bob, and we thought you were the most ridiculous, and he's more ridiculous than you are. He's crazy.
I know. You say he's crazy. Not crazy. Crazy.
No, it's crazy that he's getting all this press when he's more ridiculous than you are.
The winning, just by continuing to show and be public with Ion, that's a winning. Most people expect us to die off. Fade out, right?
Correct. Or quit. Or step into it so deep you can't get out of it. And every time you come out shining, Well, we told you that was a potential, and that was, oh, there it is. Y'all did this. This was your reality, not ours. Oh, there was a riff, and the riff opened up and changed everything. And, I bet on Biden. He's not worth a shit, but I just wanted the trillions of dollars because I need them. Now I've earned money. So now the trillions of dollars ain't doing me no goddamn good. So, well, it doesn't really matter. I'm still in charge, and I built this city, and I run this thing. So, Well, it doesn't really matter. You're going to be asking me for the bread of living water anyway really soon. If you don't, you're going to die. So, well, just get ready for that. Just hold on. It's kind of like Queen and Foreigner all merged together. You see, you can't get past that. And then Stevie Nicks will stand in the bastion and let you know how amazing Dobbstown really is.
Right. Did you say the Queen and Porn have merged?
Foreigner. The Queen and Foreigner, the band.
Right. And all right. Here's a question. Why are people different? For example, they talk about a divided
America. They're not
different.
They're the same.
Social order makes it appear different.
Well, no. Some people know how to work a remote control and some people don't, but everybody acknowledges that there's a remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you use it or not.
So the tech body makes it appear to be a divided America.
Well, the division has to do with subjugation. Subjugation is I'm for this or I'm not for this. It's the, oh my God, it's the Calvinist, Bob, and the Lutherans, and the and the Moabites, and these different lesser gods that have these directives, these prime directives that they're negotiating that are or are not. And then, okay, John of God. Remember how they used to talk about John of God? Now all of a sudden, he's some ridiculous something motherfucker in jail doing something that it was all fictitious. But the work he did, we never went against what he did. We just never gave him any stride. We never said that's the thing to follow. Remember? They went, there's a big to-do. That was all the rage in the day. So people are the same. They're gullible. They're ridiculous. They're pining for anything to hope and dream to come true. That they can't make come true. The difference with you is you only make things come true that you decide to come true. Do you see?
Well, they make things come true that they didn't even know they could make true. Is that the difference?
Maybe. See, sometimes when it rains a lot, people get sad and they cry. Okay? The difference is when you cry, you make it rain. That's the difference.
You mean, if I want to cry, I make it rain to accompany it.
Correct. You make the rain. The rain follows you. The rain doesn't make you cry. Your crying makes the rain fall. That's the difference.
Right. I'm not affected by anything. Not much.
Well, everything that is effective, things against you that are effective, never last a minute. They don't last a second. Mm. Oh, no more coffee enemas. Nope, that's too much. I'm depending on this. Nope, I think it's too much. I'm not going to do that no more. We're doing with orange juice. Going with orange juice enemas now. I'm going to have some orange juice enemas. That's going to be good. I'm going to get my OJ. I'm going to get my OJ and the hoo-hey. I'm going to get hoo-hey OJ. I'm going to have OJ enemas from now. No more of that. You change things up. I mean, the only thing that stands is that your completion formulas, and look what we had to go through. To make you take those. Look what we had to do to make you take your own goddamn formulas. Shit. That's some shit.
What? Carol's disconnected. She needs to sleep. And she can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
You can still hear us. I guess you can. She's like a little dog trying to get comfortable on her couch there. On her patio.
No, Carolyn, just get in his chair. It's a drug. It's better than dope. Better than morphine. You get in Bob's chair and you immediately go into a coma. Just immediately. Sit down. Boom. That's all you got to do is get in Bob's chair. That's the magic chair. It's a magic chair. Sit in Bob's chair and you sue. It's over. 5 hours minimum. 5 minutes or 5 hours, the same thing.
She tried to get comfortable.
Okay. That'll end badly. I'll give you that.
Right. In the Book of Secrets, so when you become president, does the Book of Secrets tell you who actually killed Kennedy? Is that a question that's answered?
It is. But it's not true. What they say is not true, but it says it has an opinion.
Yeah, no.
It's not true.
Yeah. Donald Trump talked to Judge Napolitano and said, and the guy at Judge said, release the documents, the Warren Commission files, all that. And he says, no, if you knew what was in them, you wouldn't release them. It's shocking. Is that, did
correct.
You see something was shocking?
Yes.
But it wasn't true.
It was still shocking, though. See, the truth doesn't have to apply for it to be to turn something. The World War II was started over something that wasn't true. It was still shocking.
Yeah, was that the invasion of Poland or another?
Yeah,
another.
Okay. Another aspect.
And that
was
and
an
that
outcome. Poland was the outcome. Poland was the cause. It wasn't the symptom.
Yeah, it was the cause, and the guy who switched that was Churchill. He's the switcher. It turned it on.
Good. We like that. Yeah. You like that.
Okay, so I'm looking at Joseph Farrell's interviews with the dark journalists, and he's talking about his books, and the themes are there was a cosmic war way in the past. Of space, from different alien groups. And this is registered in the Gilgamesh epic or the Enuma Elish. The alien factor is in all these ancient preserved documents. Do you agree with that?
Yes, we do.
Right.
We've said that.
Right. Now, was this a battle out there? Were they battling over artifacts? Special artifacts and powers.
Conditions, not artifacts, conditions. Because the conditions are what was the issue or what was the cause.
Environmental conditions like AL2SO4, that kind of stuff?
As well. Mm-hmm.
Right. Was it the condition of having Ion be involved in the civilization? That was a condition.
We'll see.
So we're not trying to retrieve something that was fought over.
Fuck it. Now it's time to get on with it. This is the point. It's not trying something went wrong. No, we're trying to finish what you started in the first place. You've had good practice at it, good shots at it, so now it's time for you to do the right thing and get on with this thing. Get over
it. We had good practice out in the cosmic wars.
When you were losing them, yes.
Yeah. Oh, somebody, maybe influenced by the old aliens, says, pay attention to this ion thing that's going on. They can make any kind of weapon. Ion can do this. So therefore, they're the most powerful people technologically on the planet. So those that accept that, believe it, they're monitoring us, they're protecting us, because we're the clue to get something, including the aliens want it. They want access to
us.
Beg your pardon?
And
you keep teasing me, saying, Bob, you have no idea what you're dealing with. And you said it on the show, nobody knows what we are. Well, I said this privately to Bert. You wanted me to talk to him. I told him this idea, and it was a mind blower to him, but he can take it in, and he can see it. Mm-hmm. But we are the source of cosmic weapons, and that's why we are protected, right?
Agree.
That's what you'd have to
agree. Well, what we'd say is so far.
right. So far, up to you, Bob. You can blow it. You're the only guy to blow your ascension.
That's exactly right. It's yours. Yeah. Hey, or as Carolyn would say, it's yours to lose, Bob. It's yours to lose.
Yeah, you yeah. Right. So you're hearing this talk, Carolyn, about the weapons? My big insight, thumbs up, big thumbs down. Getting thumbs down. But also, the medicines we're going to make, they're so huge that it's going to be easy to start a new civilization.
Sure. And you are.
And we are.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
eight bales, circle the wagons. What you got left?
Yeah. Now, you have been waiting for me to get that understanding of the significance of what we can do.
And you're doing good. You're doing good. You got over David Horchaser.
Who's that?
Worcester.
Oh, Horchaser. Yeah, okay.
You got over that. That was a problem, so we're glad you got over that.
Right. So the power we have to make stuff, this is what the aliens want. But we did not have this another time, another space, another frequency. There wasn't a fight over what we had, what an ion had before. This is new, a new development. Would you agree?
Agree. That's listed off in the Seven Wonders by Fleetwood Mac. The song.
Okay.
You need to play. You need to play that Saturday. Seven Wonders.
Yeah, that's the eighth wonder. So the
no,
eighth
I know,
wonder,
but no, it's not the Seven Wonders. That's a different song. Seven Wonders by Stevie Nicks.
But there's also one called the Eighth Wonder.
There is, but that's a different song.
Okay, you're emphasizing the Seven Wonders. Okay, and we're mentioned in that? Are we discussed
you are.
In that?
A certain place,
okay.
A certain time. Mm-hmm.
Is there a face on Mars that we
yes,
picked up on?
Of course,
Richard
everybody can see that. Well, I don't know about don't add Richard Hoagland, for God's sake. But yes, there's a face on Mars. There's a face on Earth, too. And the rings of Saturn are some diabolical religion that people do to A-OK through their eyes, and they worship the sun, blue, of the Saturn gods, and they're fucking themselves in the head and all kind of crazy shit. It's all kind of crazy shit, Bob. Yeah. You know, it's a fall in the qualitative response of whatever.
Okay. So I've got a lot of points here that may not require too many long answers. But the face on Mars represents some artifact from cosmic wars?
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened on Lourdes? Was there an alien presence at Lourdes when the kids saw Fatima or whatever it is they saw? Is something different than people expect?
Yeah. Well, it's nothing they'd ever seen, and they saw enough of it to recognize that this is different. What's up?
Okay, so we don't have an accurate description in public about what was seen at Lourdes.
Yet.
But the Vatican has it. They've got the details, probably.
Yes.
Okay. What was the crime in the park in Finnegan's Wake? It's a major theme in the book.
No. It wasn't a crime. It was a dissertation.
Is it a kind of alien encounter?
No, an alien interaction.
That's what I mean by encounter. So
That's different.
Okay, so Joyce had the experience himself, or he just thought himself into it? This is what would be significant.
He saw himself in the soup. He saw himself as the dipper. He was the dipper of the soup. He was the dipper in the soup.
You don't mean the constellation.
Correct. We don't.
But he had a very personal vision, and beyond what most people of this day would understand.
It wasn't that as much as it was a little problem with too much absinthe.
Okay. I have here the excerpt focuses on a surprising and heretofore largely unknown player in the Trump administration, Johnny McEntee, McEntee. Anything about him you would say we should note? He was an unknown player.
Yeah, but not now. You're out of round.
Okay. I have here nucleosynthesis. The cosmic formation of atoms is more complex than the hydrogen atom. Is that what nucleosynthesis refers to?
It does.
More stuff we'll be asking about, right?
Yep.
Do human bodies have reptilian souls?
We don't know what a reptilian soul is, so no.
Okay. I did that one. The Florida teen massacre around Travis Scott, did they trigger some sound effects on the crowd environment there in Florida and cause kids to drop dead because they had graphene in them?
Yes.
Because I did say on
old.
The show
that's
that it was
school.
A satanic ritual.
Well, yeah, of course.
What crazy? Why are they getting away with doing a satanic ritual?
Why not? They've been doing it all along. It's been all the case all the while. So, yeah, why not?
You mean his particular show does that?
Nobody else's.
Yeah. Well, no, other people can follow it too. I mean, you've been worshiping your dark lord and master Satan for years, Bob. You ought to know him better than most people.
No, I don't do that.
Nah. Okay, you're
if
out
I
of
am,
time.
I don't do anything.
The,
I don't
what's
do
your
anything.
La- what's your last? What would you ask if you could have one last question? Give me that one.
Oh no,
Karen's got to go to bed.
Of, no, no, we got a couple.
Oh yeah,
got to go to bed.
You're Carolyn, hurry up, let's go.
No, no, she hasn't been to bed. Don't worry about that. Okay, I have a couple of key points. Did Ion find the Banff recording of me December 6, 1997 in
yes.
Banff with the Severo Lutrenji? And you
yes.
found that and put it out there. Thank you very much.
We had to because it was time. Your new news isn't any good, so we're having to do the old news that was pretty good to make you look better for the new news that might be better. We're trying to push you into greatness, Bob. We're trying to force, it's called forced appreciation. We're trying to force your appreciation.
Excellent. The head of Chinese counterintelligence that defected to the Pentagon, is he telling a lot of stuff about the UFOs that the Chinese know?
No. No, don't give any credit there. There's some words, but it's borrowed. They're borrowing affluence to gain influence. He's borrowing affluence to gain influence.
He's pretending he has good stuff to give them. And that's
so
a lot.
That everybody will so that everybody will listen to him and he can see if he can hoist his petard a bit higher.
Right. Avril Haines, she made her statement about at the conference a couple of Fridays ago. That yes, there are aliens, and she's like she was the most affirmative about it of that kind of high bureaucrat. Was she responding to? Well, no, I discussed this with JW a lot of these points because I had to wait along. But JW said they were discussing us behind the scenes at that conference.
Yeah, of course they were, and not so pleasantly either. We might add, they're like, who the hell is this person, and why are we not? Why are we not bumped into him already? If he is the keynote of all keynotes, why don't we know who he is? I mean, we even know who Mae Russell is, but we don't know who he is.
Right. So, but there are people behind the scenes that are in the bureaucracy, the deep state, before she was. They know more about me, and they're not telling her. Let
that's,
me find
that's,
out.
That's correct, mostly, yeah.
Okay. The Chinese tennis player, some woman, just recently was in the news. She said something. She got removed. Was she killed?
Yeah. No, they've had a tape. They had a tape from her that she wants her privacy, and she's been sort of bitch-slapped. China has bitch-slapped her. She's still alive, but they can't get rid of her. But you probably won't see her much more on the court.
Okay.
She is still alive.
And so,
they're scared to
kill
her.
But she's pissed off. Yeah, but she's pissed off at her interruption of her life.
Well, she should have kept her goddamn mouth shut. And if you're gonna fuck with Xi Jinping, don't start having opinions.
Okay.
Don't have an opinion. Don't have an opinion.
Bob,
that's not good for your health.
What, Carolyn?
She was in a relationship with that guy, and then she decided to cry rape.
Uh-huh.
What guy?
The guy she accused. Yeah, look it up.
Oh, some Chinese bureaucrat. Some higher up monkey muck. Right, yeah, okay. And she got mad. And that was true. She was raped, Ion.
Well, I mean, you can't rape a willing victim, Bob, but the chatter is what goes against China, not against the person.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Are there vigilantes out there, what we call the subculture, in the United States, out there killing Democrats?
You're the subculture. What are you talking about?
Yes.
You're the subculture.
No, I am. And I'm not killing anybody consciously.
Well,
has the Civil War got to that point where people are being killed?
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
It's getting more prolific.
Okay.
Well, it's not really behind the scenes. It's goddamn turn on the TV, Bob. If you had a TV, you wouldn't be behind the scenes. Just pick one. You know?
Okay. All right.
Hurry up, Bob.
No,
stop.
What are you talking about?
No.
We're catching up. Why does Africa have no COVID cases, Ion?
We'll tell you another day.
Okay, so in China there's been explosions. That's because there's a chaos and a civil war happening because the dam broke. There's a lot of chaos.
Correct.
In China.
Three gorges broke. Mm-hmm.
Right,
the system that would keep everybody in check is now being checked. Mm-hmm.
That's right. The upstart subcultures of power who've been in the wings are taking advantage of the chaos, going after Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, and
Xi Jinping.
Yeah. He's in trouble, and it's going to lead to a dissolution of China, right? They're not going to get out of the civil war.
Well, you know this already because of the condition with the mountain and the dragon,
yeah,
and how that the last fall of the Qin dynasty. You know this. That's not news. You know this.
Yeah, the mountain
takes
over.
You've been saying
that
for a couple of years. You've been saying that for a couple of years now. And instead, it looks like that America's losing and China's going to win. But you know better. So.
Yeah. I think you said that Larry Fink, BlackRock, the mountain was involved with BlackRock. Or was that Blackstone? Can't remember what you said.
BlackRock.
Right. So Larry Fink has a huge power, they're saying, lately. Ed had some documentaries on him. But that's the real... He's a figure for the mountain, correct?
We don't want it portrayed like that, but he certainly has affluent influence.
And the mountain is hanging around.
But he could fall over dead in 30 seconds. So don't put too much stock in it.
Right. So we won't publish this part, the mountain.
Oh, we don't care.
Activity.
No, we cleaned it up. We cleaned it up enough that if he falls over dead, now what is he? Nothing. Okay. Move on. Good.
But,
he's like a slinky. He goes up and down, up and down, up and down.
Right. But the power of his company, BlackRock, is really due to the mountain's investment in it or involvement in it. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no comment on that one because it's waspish. So let's let that lay.
And do we play this statement that there's no comment?
We can. Yeah, because we didn't answer it. So yeah, that's safe. That's the safest thing. You can't get mad about what we didn't say, Bob.
Okay. And when they first started injecting people with the vaccination, in quotes, vaccination.
It was a placebo. It was a placebo because if they started and somebody fell over with a heart valve blowout, they'd never give another one. So they gave a placebo to start with to give them. Oh, see, it's no problem. Oh, I didn't have no symptoms. Oh, my arm wasn't even sore. Oh, this is a piece of cake. Yeah, this is good. It's like a flu shot. This ain't nothing to this. Go ahead. Everybody get it. And then it started kicking in, and it was like kaboom. Then it started. Then everything got approved, and now the approval's been approved, and now two-year-olds can get vaccinated now, and the boosters are on the way, and the only people getting COVID now are the vaccinated. The vaccinated are the only ones that are getting COVID. So y'all got these cards that says you've been vaccinated. You're going to have to pretend to have the COVID because the only people getting the COVID are the vaccinated. So you're going to have to pretend to have COVID. You have to go, I got COVID right now. Can't go to work for 2 weeks. I've got COVID. You got to pretend to have COVID because you're vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
Right. So people weren't getting jabbed, and then suddenly they started to put the real stuff in there, and now it's killing people.
And now go to Australia. Now go to Australia and see what happens. It's getting ugly. There.
All right. Is Zuckerberg's metaverse really an expression, an intuition by him of the tech body that he's surrounded by?
Maybe. He's trying to dig himself out of a bad hole, Bobby. He dug himself in a good one. He gets in front of Congress and says he doesn't know how Facebook works. He doesn't know what they have. He don't know what they do. They're cutting people off. I don't know nothing about it. There's no button I can push to make this happen. He's basically saying that Facebook runs itself. So how are you going to do that? Well,
we're going to cancel Facebook. Okay, I don't know how to turn it off. There ain't no off button. So I don't know what you're going to do. I own the motherfucker, and I don't know how it works. I don't know what the fuck y'all going to do. What y'all going to do? Okay, come cut it. You know what? Y'all can't get a Senate subcommittee to come help us show us the button to push to straighten this shit out. We'd really like that because we started now. We don't know what the fuck we're going to do. So he said, okay, the answer is they get on the TV, facial book,
and says, well, 420 or 320 or whatever the code is, we would really like some help because your privacy is very important to us. So we really need some guidance on how to decide what's important and what's not regarding your potential privacy issues that you may or may not have. So if we had the government to help us, we could make better decisions and we could adjust the amendment that's going to shut our business down, and we could let the government tell us what they like. And because of their input, then they certainly wouldn't shut us down. Because we love the facial book. Don't we love the facial book? Yes, we love the facial book. And so that's how they're running it. And then they turn around on the other side. Turn on the other side and said, oh, okay, well, fuck this. We'll just make a new virtual reality. So they make a contact lens that you pop into your eye. And every time you close your eye, you go into a virtual world. So when you close your eyes, you're in a virtual world. So now, not only can you not say anything, now you can't see anything. Now you got to keep your eyes closed. So you can live in the meta, quote, parenthetical, meta verse, which is what you said right after your letter to Prince Charles.
That's
remember?
Right. That's right. 1987, 88, 89.
That's exactly right. So now the motherfuckers, and nobody believed you then, and they're not too sure about it now, but it's all in the news. So hip, Bob.
And any ideas about it are generated by the tech body. The tech guy is in charge of the presentation of these changes in facial book, correct?
Ooh, computer says yes.
Okay. listen to this. 1805, Trafalgar battle. Aliens were there, correct?
They were. They still are.
Angels were there.
They still are. Where was Trafalgar?
All right, that's
fault.
Was Waterloo? Were a lot of battles?
Where
battle of the
was Trafalgar fought?
Oh, where La Palma is, the Canary Islands.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So this is the culmination of that indeed battle. That's why it involved the Queen of England in the first place.
That's why the Queen of England, you mean back then, or the present Queen is in the middle
both.
Of this?
Both.
Both.
The
ramifications of the last 1,000 years or more are all coming together in this 2021 period.
Imagine that.
Right. So Trafalgar had the aliens, and the aliens might be part of what's triggering La Palma to create the tidal wave.
It's
the energy pulses. They're constantly being hit, that is setting everything off. The core of this planet, Bob, is slowing down. There's no way to make a compensation for that from a world standard or a world level unless you have these excuses of this has happened or Greta Thunberg, it's global warming, you're killing the world, the earth is fighting back, you have to not go to school, don't go to school and everything will be okay. You have to have this problem or issuance of a problem to overcome.
What was the problem? The alien?
The core, the Earth's core, spinning is slowing.
Yeah.
And when it stops, there's going to be no electromagnetic condition.
Right.
No electromagnetism is going to stop. So all of your shit's gonna really slow down your TikToks, Bob. It's gonna really slow them TikToks down. They have to go back to the granite, doing the TikToks in granite with a chisel and a hammer. You know, like you used to do emails.
Yeah. Okay. Coming to the end here. Were there aliens involved in the JFK assassination?
Of course. Now, here's the rest of it. The next question is are there aliens involved when they bring JFK back from the dead? Yes.
Yes, they are. So there's battles between the different species out there that's going on all the time, all through history, the Battle of Boulogne, whatever happened in King Henry VIII's life and battles. It's all through history, this interaction of us not noticing the battle around us between alien groups, alien species.
Yeah. Only one queen survived Henry VIII, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't know which one that was. Queen Elizabeth?
No.
No, that's Tudor.
He was not married to Elizabeth.
No. I don't know which one survived. Which one survived?
Wife. The last wife of Henry VIII.
And did she get something influential going because she survived?
Well, she lasted Henry VIII before Edward kicked the boot.
Okay, that's maybe another topic. So, today in the headlines, new super strain, says WHO, World Health Organization. Are they just catching up to what's already here back when we had the Delta virus? Or
yeah.
Are they making shit
up? No. Carolyn knows this. They're just now acknowledging the Frankenstein virus. They're just now acknowledging the Frankenstein. And she knows that. And she's not going to talk about it, and we aren't either. But you can say that they're just now acknowledging the Frankenstein version of COVID. Well, That's not true. The Frankenstein version of SARS. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Which goes back to even HIV, to the HIV?
Just after HIV, yeah.
Okay. So Jean wanted to know, what are the UFOs she's seeing in her
They're IFOs. Home. They're identified. They're not unidentified. They're IFOs.
Are they foreign bodies or from the Pentagon? Or from Area 54?
They're foreign. Because now they're starting to see them. See, they're starting to notice the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. We said that too many times. So now they're shocked that they can see things. Oh, my God, what's that in the sky? Well, same thing's in the sky for
Well, Gene's been seeing it for a while. What'd you say, 6 years?
50 years they've been floating around. Nobody can see them. And now all of a sudden they're starting to get gainful sightfulness. The hand signals for the blind is working, Bob.
Yes, good point. But she's seen them for years. And she was ahead of the curve seeing them.
Yeah, well, she'd get high, and she thought she was just high and seeing things, and she really was.
Okay, we'll get more on that. Why are judges today so slack with murderers? They're letting them off all the time. You mentioned that. Why are American judges doing this?
Well, because they're going to get canceled if they don't. They're trying to close the prisons. They're trying to say nothing is wrong. They're trying to say there is no sin. They're trying to say there is no law. And the law that is just trying to keep the niggers down. We're just trying to kill. Oh, you killing niggers. Quit killing the niggers. And if a white person kills a white person, they're still racial. It's racially challenged. It's racial. And it's like, God almighty, is everything racial? Okay. So let the segregation begin. And so what's happening, all the black people standing with the black people, and all the white people ain't standing nowhere, because if they stand anywhere, it's in the wrong place. So they're wrong. They're wrong. I have the right to be wrong, and I'm wrong. God damn it, don't you call me a racist. I hate everybody. I don't hate white people. If a white people likes black people, and they don't like white people, and they love Jews, but they don't like Nazis, Wait now, Adolf Hitler, George Soros was a Jew. We're supposed to like him. He's a Jew. If you don't like George Soros, then you hate Jews, right? Okay. He's the wrong kind of Jew. We got to get the right kind. Not the Hasidic Jews. Oh, okay. But wait. But tell us again who we're supposed to like and not like. We get it confused. It keeps changing. That's the thing. So I guess you're right, Buff. We have to adopt Dobbstown. We hate everybody. We're not racist. We hate everybody. Nobody's lives matter. NLB. Nobody's lives matter. NLM. 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 Nobody's lives matter. Because if only black people's lives matter, then nobody's lives matter. That's the case. If you're going to segregate like that, then nothing matters. That's a good run. You might get a rant out of that if you be real careful.
Yeah, so listen to this.
Was Wyndham Lewis ever lonely? Do you ever feel lonely?
Always. He was never sated.
He right, was never but he wasn't lonely.
Yeah, he was lonely. He was never sated. Never. Well, what's the difference? Well, okay, now we're negotiating. What's the difference?
Did he care about what people thought of him?
Well, why? He had to, or nobody would read his writing. That's the only reason he wrote the way he did. He was esoterically benign on everything he ever wrote. Because everything he ever wrote, he had to wait to see what the impulse or what the plus factor or the minus factor were with his gaining words. And then T.S. Eliot was whooping that ass every time he'd write something stupid. People just loved it when Lord Tennyson came up with something marvelous that someone could embrace. He's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Why can't they read what I wrote? I like what I wrote. I'm a good guy. I've done things with my life. Why are they doing me like this? And he comes to himself. So now he becomes the mechanical meter of the prose at bay. The mechanical meter of the prose at bay.
And he wrote ridiculously, pointedly differently to get attention?
Any attention. Bad attention is still attention. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you agree with T.S. Eliot that he invented a new kind of prose, a new kind of writing in English literature?
Yes, okay. He did. Sadly, I mean, it's ridiculous, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Cliff Hyacinth, understand what's going on. You have to understand the oligarchs. The Politburo is trying to kill humans. They've declared war on humans, but it's really the alien factor that's making the humans be caught in the crossfire. So how to say
agreed. Agreed.
Right. Okay.
And it's not perfect words, but it's pretty close.
Yes. And you brought up petrodollars and then they're succeeded by the RNA drops. Nothing different than what you said to Carolyn an hour or two ago about that. The drops
correct.
Are coming
that's
in.
Correct.
They replace the petrodollars. That's all.
Agreed.
Nothing new you were saying there.
Agreed.
Okay.
Okay. Happy day. Anything else? Last note.
Yeah. Considering the violence that's going on in mainland America, we had to be removed to Maui, correct?
You're not in Maui, so I don't know how you can come to that notion.
Well, we're protected. And we had to be removed very early back in 2008 because the shit was going to hit the fan at any time, right? Because
it already was. It already was, but nobody acknowledged it. See, this has been fucked up for some time, and just nobody would acknowledge it. Now, just now, they're starting to say, there's no Federal Reserve? What? What? What do you mean?
Okay.
Wait a minute, there's no Federal... Wait, what? No, wait, what are you saying? There's no more Board of Governors? Wait. Where's
that.
The central bank? Where's the central bank?
What? I don't know. Where's
so
the bank?
Now it's troublesome.
Yeah, now that there's nothing, that's the time the aliens show up, because we've exhausted every human institution.
Good. Excellent. Good job.